الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواج أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء من لقاءات تفسير القرآن الكريم وأحكام تلاوته. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this session of the Tafsir of the Quran al-Kareem and the rulings of reciting it. Today we have Surah Al-Falaq. As yesterday we spoke about Surah An-Nas. Today we are going to speak about Surah Al-Falaq. And Surah Al-Falaq is one of the surahs which are called Makkiyah as well. And yesterday we spoke about the meaning of Surah Makkiyah. We said that Surah Makkiyah Surah Makkiyah means that it was descended before the Hijrah. Whether it was in Mecca or in Medina, yet this is still called Surah Makkiyah. And Surah Al-Falaq handles, as all the surahs which are called Makkiyah, handles the issues of Aqidah. Handles the issues of Aqidah. And just before we get into the tafsir of it, we want to stop by the translation, or sorry, the tajweed of it. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Here in this ayah, we don't see yani something big of tajweed for this level. But in the next ayah, min sharri, here noon sakina, min and sheen after it, that is called ikhfa. Ikhfa means to hide. And here we mean to hide this noon. Min sharri. We don't say min sharri. La. Min sharri. Min sharri ma khalaq. Wa min sharri. Again. Here ikhfa. But ghasiqin idha. غاسقٍ إذا, this is تنوين غاسقٍ, you see تنوين كسر غاسقٍ إذا, and إذا begins with همزة, whenever Noon Sakina or Tanween is preceded by Hamza or one of the six letters of Idhar, then we have to do the Idhar. And Idhar means to declare the Noon or Tanween clearly, to utter it clearly. These six letters are الهمزة والهاء والعين والحاء والغين والخاء. الهمزة والهاء والعين والخاء والعين والحاء والغين والخاء. It is all gathered in one line of poem called أخي هاك علما حازه غير خاسر. If you look to this, these words, you see that every word of these words began with one of these six letters. Akhi, that is Hamza. Akhi. Haka, that is Ha. Haka. Akhi, Haka. Ilman. Ilman begins with Ayn. Ilman. Which is the third letter of the letters of Idhar. حازه حازه أخي هاك علما حازه and حازه حا begins with حا letter حا حازه حازه begins with letter حا غير غير begins with غين خاسري خاسري begins with خا. These six letters, Hamza, Ayn, Hamza, Ha, Ayn, Ha, Ghain, Kha, whenever preceded by, or whenever it comes, it precedes Noon Sakina or Tanween, then this Noon Sakina or Tanween must be uttered. So we have here وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. نعم ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب. قلنا we said that here we see غاسق إذا وقب أي. And then ومن شر النفاثات ومن شر النفاثات ومن شر النفاثات في العقد هنا. Here we have again من شر إخفاء and then we have النفاثات. Yesterday we spoke about this when we spoke about الناس. Here if you look, it is similar to that. So we have النفاثات. Here we have something called idgham bighunna, because we have noon and noon ساكن. النفاثات. And then we have ومن شر again. ومن شر نون ساكنة followed by شين. There is إخفاء. حاسد إذا, حاسد إذا, this is تنوين followed by همزة إذا. So this is إظهار. So you have to, you have to utter it. You have to utter it, meaning to say it loud, يعني make it exposed. نعم. طيب, these are the ahkam, and there is one more hukum or ruling of tajweed in here. We have one more ruling of tajweed in here. From that, that is the hukum called qalqala. Qalqala is the sound when you hear aq, aq, aq. That is called qalqala. Qalqala. And this happens only with five letters. It happens only with five letters. These are the قاف, like in here خلق, خلق, قاف, and then we have طاء, طاء, like قط, 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 and then we have the باء, like وقب. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ, وَقَبَ, as you hear it. And then we have, نعم, and after that we have the letter dal, or before that the jim. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ, j, like that. And then we have the letter dal, like here in the surah. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. So these are called حروف القلقلة, gathered in one word, it is, or in one sentence, it is قطب جد, قطب جد, قطب جد, قاف طاء جيم دال, قاف طاء باء جيم دال, قطب جد.
So this is the thing related to the tajweed.
And then Allah Ta'ala, and then we go to the tafsir of this ayah, or the translation first. Allah Ta'ala says in this ayah, say, O Muhammad, say, O Muhammad, I seek refuge with the Lord of the dawn. Falaq is the dawn. Say, O Muhammad, I seek refuge with the Lord of the dawn. Min sharri ma khalaq. Min sharri ma khalaq. From the mischief of what he, Allah Ta'ala, created. From the mischief of what he, Allah Ta'ala, has created. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the mischief or evil of the darkness as it overspreads. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And from the evil and the mischief of those who practice secret arts. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And from the mischief and evil of the envious ones as he practices envy. Imam Ibn Kathir said that Imam Ahmad reported in his Musnad on the authority of Zir ibn Hubaysh, he said that I said to Ubay ibn Ka'b that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he never writes the two mu'awadatayn, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, in his Quran, in the book, in the Mus'haf that he has. Ubay ibn Ka'b said, I bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that Jibreel alayhi salam said to him, say, O Muhammad, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. He said, and I said it. He said, say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He said, I said it. He said, I said them. So we say what the Prophet ﷺ said. It means that they used to say them and use them as a way of protection and refuge with Allah Ta'ala. Imam Muslim reported in his Sahih on the authority of Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhani that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alam Tari, he said to Aisha, or he said to other than Aisha, he said, Alam Tara ayatin unzilat hadhihi al-layla lam yura mithlahunna qat. Have you not seen the ayat that been descended tonight that, of which never been received like? And then he recited these two surahs, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
in Musnad of Imam Ahmad that Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhani said, while I was holding the rope of the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi in one of these dry valley ways between the mountains, when he sallam, said to me, "Oh Uqba, why don't you ride?" He said, Uqba said, "I was scared that if I ride, this would be disobedient." Then Rasulullah came down and made him to ride, so he obeyed. And he rode on the camel, and Rasulullah was walking the camel. Then he said to him, "O Uqba, should I not teach you two surahs of the best of the surahs of the Quran that people can recite?" Uqba said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, please tell me." And then he said, and he taught me, he recited for me, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And then the salah was called, the iqama. So Rasulullah led the prayers and recited these two surahs in that prayer. And then he, Uqba said that, Rasulullah said to him, "O Uqba, recite these two surahs every time you want to sleep and every time you wake up." In another hadith also in Musnad Ahmad, on the authority of Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhani, he said that the Messenger ﷺ commanded me to recite these two surahs after every obligatory prayer. And also it is reported by Abu Dawood, al-Tirmidhi, and Nisa'i. Naam. So and he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to seek refuge with these surahs in the morning and the evening, and when he goes to bed. And these surahs were sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a man called Labid ibn al-A'sam, a Jewish, had done black magic to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala sent these surahs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to seek refuge with these surahs. As it is reported in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So the Muslim should recite these surahs in the morning and in the evening, in order to, and also when you go to bed, when you wake up, when you after every obligatory prayer, in order that you get the protection from Allah Ta'ala from what you don't see, the jinn, the shayateen, the other evils. So the advice to all is to is to keep reciting these surahs as a way of protection. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. If you have any question now related to this, then inshallah تعالى you can raise your hand on Pal Talk and you can send your question or type number one or send your question on music. Okay, there's no any questions, then inshallah we're going to end up if there are no questions. You can ask questions related to the topic or even outside the topic if you have something urgent and you need the answer, you can send it now inshallah. Seems that there are no questions, then we end up the session. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.